This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And a legislative check-in this morning, State Representative Court Boyce joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. Want to hear about what's going on, some of the things that you're focused on right now as the legislature continues with its current session. What are some of the big topics on your mind right now?
Well, wake up this morning and see Kentucky hit again. You know, we lost the 9 servicemen in the helicopter collision a week ago today. And so just praying for those people. You know, this the mass shooting is just it's just heartbreaking. And so I'll be making a little comment on the floor today and just be mindful of the prayers needed for those people. And my goodness, Kyle, the officers were there within 3 minutes. One officer is in critical condition, in surgery as we speak. So those are the times that make me know, remind me that I'm here for the right reasons and need to be here. So thank you for that opportunity to just express that.
So what are your big priorities as your first term lawmaker?
You know, even though it's raining today, I will always politely but firmly beat the drum of catastrophic fire awareness, prevention, response, recovery, of course, suppression, veterans issues, water. Even though, you know, it's raining and people go, wow, do we have a shortage of water in Oregon? Well, whether you believe in the drought category or not, we need to manage that very well, especially for our farmers and all those needs. I mentioned veterans issues. We're looking at doing everything we can to help with the expansion at the Roseburg VA facility. And, yeah, and then just the education part of what we all believe in for our kids and parental rights and all that's associated with that.
So talk about bills that are going through this week or committee meetings that you've got coming up that you're particularly interested in.
Well, there's a lot of divisiveness, as you well know, between the two parties. At some point, the gun bills are going to come again. Probably this week, and we're just going to stand firm on protecting the citizens' rights to defend themselves and focus on how we get in these situations that our culture is struggling. And people know that the answers are dealing with those core issues and the entire mental aspect of that breakdown. So I think that's number one. The death and dignity, Senate Bill 202, testified against that. Abortion with basically Oregon, the leading state in the country with essentially no restrictions. And if nothing else, the people that are paying taxes and see that go into their, or that donated from their hard work to something they believe very strongly against, another reason I'm here, Kyle.
So
have to be here.
As you are getting started, there's a lot of things going on, and you mentioned the divisiveness. Are there any times when you see lawmakers from both parties working together, though?
Oh, yes. You know, at least initially, you know, our job is to find moderate Democrats and to get them to see the logic in what we believe, that there's just so much evidence that we're on the right side of the issues and protecting society, protecting families, everything that has to do with the breakdowns that you see. And some of them are coming around. And I think that's more of a clear picture than it was even in the past 2 legislative sessions that I watched from a county commissioner position. So I want to be optimistic. I will be here 24/7 to reach out to those people and just, again, keep hitting them with common sense. So reason for optimism, yes.
How do you feel like your constituents in Oregon District 1 in the business community are faring right now?
Oregon is not a business-friendly state. Our employers are sacred. In my viewpoint, I employed people for many years, and so I know what the challenges are. That, you know, you're the first one to work, the last one to leave, the last one to get paid. And so those people have to be encouraged. You know, another big one, of course, is Senate Bill 4, the chips manufacturing program. Oregon has to compete and can. So the Oregon legislature, it looks like we have authorized $200 million so that we can compete with Ohio and Texas and even the foreign countries like Taiwan. So that's business. The business environment, not from state bureaucracy, but just from level-headed approaches to incentives for people to be entrepreneurs. I can relate to that and see it as critical. Good question.
As part of your district is over here in Douglas County, but a lot of it, the majority over on the South Coast. Talk about the struggles in the South Coast that maybe people inland aren't as familiar with sometimes.
You know, yeah, we're another good question. We're a diverse district, and that's really fun, motivating, encouraging. We're fortunate because we are rural. We live that way of life, and we just believe in being responsible and accountable. And it has everything to do with our schools, law enforcement support. But that in that diversity, there's a lot of reasons to say, hey, this is what Southwestern Oregon is about. This is how we can affect good policy around the state. Again, we have to keep that focus. And as far as inland, you know, people from Douglas County certainly come to the coast a lot and are aware of the coastal issues. But again, in that contrast, it gives us some great opportunity to really move forward. And we're Representative Osborne, certainly Goodwin, Senator Brock Smith, Representative Wright, we're all focused on that and feel like we are humbled to be able to lead.
Now, it's a long time in this lengthy session. Do you feel like things are kind of on schedule right now? I know that there are points in some sessions where it's a struggle to get through everything before the deadline.
And that's a good point. We are at least temporarily, Kyle, out of committees right now, likely this week and next week. You know, everything's subject to change, long floor sessions, because the other side has some bills that are, I mean, for lack of a better term, are anti-parent. They're very metropolitan-oriented. And on my side, we're going, that can't happen. We will do everything we can ethically to slow down those bills because we don't have the numbers. And it further divides, as you well know, further divides urban and rural Oregon. And that's tragic because we need to bring those two sides together and celebrate those diversities.
All right, out of time for now, but checking in with State Representative Court Boyce. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.